All right, let's get to it. Let's start the night with the carryout. Of course, this is the nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Governor Rauner delivered his State of the State at the Rotunda in Springfield, and according to Chicago Tribune's Eric Zorn, had a 62% folksy rating, because the governor knows how much we hate saying full words. It's like he's afraid we're going to be offended. Hey, hey, he just pronounced a G. Sally, get in here. Get in here. Well, la-di-da. You want some Grey Poupon with that, governor? Illinoisans, we shorten our words. Get him. We all pitchforked down Main Street in Springfield. Governor Rauner spent most of his speech talking long-term about how he wants to make the state of Illinois a competitive place for business and for state government to be more structured and more efficient. So let's be clear. Words like competitive and restructuring, they're code words. Restructuring means bankruptcy so that we can be competitive, which is a code word for tearing up existing union contracts and offering the workers less money. It's pretty simple, and it's a glimpse into how corporate America works. As a taxpayer, I'm actually glad that state workers get paid middle-class wages. If that's thanks to a union contract, then good on the union. The reason Democrats push back is because the worry is that someone making 70 grand now will be forced to be making 30 grand. Now, I'd be angry if my taxpayer money was going to bloated salaries if my garbage man or my state worker was getting paid like 400 grand. I get that. That's sort of CEO level, which I kind of get the feeling is who Governor Rauner's talking to. So let me get this straight. We want a governor that forces people to take thousands of dollars less to save the state, yet we won't collect proper tax on CEOs, on big business. I know, I sound liberal. I get it. But I'm trying to be objective. I mean, you find that weird, right? I find it weird. And I keep hearing pundits say that the state of Illinois sent Rauner to Springfield to do this, to not compromise, to break the system. Really? At 51% over Pat Quinn, whose campaign slogan was, hey, I know I suck, but at least I tried. Now watch me mow my lawn with this hand lawnmower in my yellow polo. Oh, so sweaty. I hate to say it, but a really cute dog could have beat Pat Quinn. And to be fair in this equation, the Democrats should be sweating too. They've been in power in the state for a long time. In the last 12 years, one-party rule. To be fair, they've done a pretty good job at representing their constituency, which seems to be Democratic lawmakers. So Democrats should be the first one to compromise. They should be the first one to restructure. Imagine sucking for 12 years at something. It's like playing baseball all throughout childhood and never hitting one ball, just striking out every time. And then saying, how dare you put me on the bench? I'm a contact hitter. Instead, all we get is a pissing contest, and it's not even state fair season. Anyway, that's my takeaway for the first part of the State of the State. To be honest, I missed the final moments because Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa were beefing on Twitter. And that's way more interesting than Rauner Madigan, right? Just for the emojis alone. All right, and weather, it's nice today, right? It's nice. Feels like it's April, but without all the Easter candy. It's supposed to get to 50 degrees this weekend. And just when I put away my hypercolor half shirt. In sports today, we celebrate the 30th anniversary and one day since the 85 Bears won the Super Bowl. Woohoo! Can't wait for tomorrow's anniversary. In other football news, the Bears are not raising ticket prices for next year because, well, 6-10. Finally, a just world. In baseball, USA Today says the Cubs have the best rotation in baseball and the Sox have the 6th best in baseball. No word on any new moves, but looks like the Sox have interest in adding Dexter Fowler. Oh, that would be great. Fowler was huge for the Cubs last year. Love to keep him in Chicago. In basketball, no word on whether Derrick Rose will play against the Lakers on Thursday. Rose injured his hamstring or leg or knee or something on Monday night. At this point, it feels like Derrick Rose is just one big hamstring. Boing. Ow. And finally tonight, someone stole $70,000 worth of cheese off a Wisconsin truck. This news gave the 10-year-old jokesters across America's middle schools a fresh take on nacho cheese. Giggles aplenty. Well, that's the carryout for January 27, 2016. If you want extra sauce, I'm just going to give you extra sauce. Like, it's going to cost you. It's expensive. There's sour cream in it. Coming up, we're going to talk REACT to the State of the States. Representative Sandak will be on. Talk with State Senator Kwame Raoul. Mike Fouché will be here. And then, of course, Mick Dumpke and Ben Jarofsky at 8 o'clock. It is a great 2 hours of radio here in Chicago and a big political day. It's The Download, WGN. Stay with us.